Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An Abi Hurairah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Al-mu'minul qawiyyu khairun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'minidh dha'if wa fi kullin khair. Ihris 'ala ma yanfa'uk wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jaz. Wa in asabaka shay'un fala taqul law. Wa in asabaka shay'un fala taqul law anni fa'altu kana kadha wa kadha. Walakin qul qaddara Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a strong believer is better and more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak believer. And in each one there is good and there is khair in both of them. So al-mu'min al-qawi, a strong believer, Shurrah commentators explain, strong here does not only refer to physically being strong. Of course, a mu'min has to be physically strong. He has to be concerned about his health. He should look after his body. But here it refers also to the internal self, the spiritual self. Both external and internal has to be strong. A person must be able to ward off the evil tendencies of his nafs, his carnal desires, the temptation that he keeps on getting. So he has to be strong against his nafs. So such a mu'min who is strong, he is better than that believer who is weak. So one is a person who is physically weak also, what is going to happen? He can't perform his ibadah correctly. He's unable to keep his roza. He's unable to read extra salat, etc. And also, especially if the mu'min is weak at heart, or he's unable to control his nafs and desires. But in either case, because he's a believer, he has iman, and this quality of iman is so great, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that in both there is good, because both have iman. And then Rasulullah said, "Ihris 'ala ma yanfa'uk." Be desirous of all those things that will benefit you. Here two ulama explain, those things that will benefit you in dunya also, and in akhirat of course, that's our main focus, and that's our goal. So all those things that will benefit you in this world, which is permissible for you, a person should be desirous of it, and he should make attempts to achieve it. But more especially when it comes to matters of the hereafter, one should be desirous of attaining the hereafter, and all those things that will benefit him in the hereafter. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. Rasulullah gives us encouragement. He says, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance. Don't become weak. A person should have this desire to pursue and gain the akhirat. And in doing so, one needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One cannot do it on his own. Therefore, wasta'in. Wasta'in billah. Seek Allah's madad. Seek Allah's help. Wala ta'jas. Don't become helpless. Don't become weak. Rasulullah is motivating us. This is psychology. This is giving us the strength. He's showing us direction. He's giving us the full support that there's the akhirat and these are the amal and you have the ability to achieve these things. So be desirous of it, seek Allah's assistance and move forward. Then Rasulullah explains a very beautiful, important thing for all of us to understand. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. If any calamity befalls you, any hardship, any calamity, any adversity comes upon you, then do not say, low. Low means if only. If only I did that, then it would have happened like this and like that. So many times we say, if only I did that, see, then this wouldn't have happened. Rasulullah is saying, do not say that. Walakin qul. Rather you should say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَأَ فَعَلَى. Allah destined that. This was taqdeer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah wishes takes place. This does not mean a person should become negligent of tying his camels and using the means. For example, a person leaves his front door open, the gate open, everything open, and he decides to sleep, and then somebody comes into the house, and then there's some theft. Then he says, no, it was taqdeer. No. What it means is that you should tie your camels, use all the asbab, and if anything happens after that, then don't think and say, if I did this, see, then this would not have happened. It happened now with the fate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was destiny, this was taqdeer, it was destined for you. Whatever happens, happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ See this, لَوْ if only, it opens the action of shaitan. What is the action of shaitan? To cause waswasa into our heart, whisperings in our heart. So shaitan will say, see, if you did that, this would have happened. Then the person begins to think, and he says, yes, I should have done all those things. Now see what is my condition. What's going to happen? He's going to become depressed. He's going to feel miserable. And this is exactly what shaitan wants to do to a believer. He wants you to feel miserable, helpless, useless. You'll sit full of remorse. And now, instead of going forward, you're going to feel so depressed, dejected, and you will not be able to pursue your goal further. Simple example, an examination. When a person writes an exam, and he checks, and he says, if only I learned this question and that question, it's too late. Now what's going to happen? You're going to feel miserable. So the papers that you're still going to write, you're already feeling so low, and you don't have that fervor and that spirit to pursue and do well now, because you already lost hope. This is what shaitan wants. He wants to deprive us from our iman and aqidah in taqdeer and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to feel helpless, useless, so that we don't pursue the akhirat. So in this hadith we have learned that a person should not only be physically strong and fit, but even spiritually he should undergo the spiritual exercises and remove all those evil temptations he has in his heart. And the spiritual maladies, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, one should abandon all these things and cleanse and purify himself from all these type of qualities. And he should be good, he should strive towards all those things that are going to be beneficial to him, and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in this. Never become helpless and feel that I'm so useless. And if any calamity befalls you, don't say, lo, if only I did this, then this would have happened. Because now you're helping shaitan to cause more insinuations and whisperings into your heart, and this will make you feel very, very useless and weak. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his ibadah correctly. When it comes to salah, we must improve our salah. When it comes to tilawat, improve our tilawat. Dhikr, we improve our dhikr. These are the roads that take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking after the poor, the needy, looking after the welfare of mankind, be he a Muslim or a non-Muslim. We should show a good akhlaq, and in all these things we should be desirous. How we can help the community, how we can help the weak, the widows. So this is our shariat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to attain that akhirat. And in pursuing this akhirat, we should never feel helpless and weak. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.